Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us today. You probably know Rick Pearson very well. You hear him on WGN and you read his columns for the Chicago Tribune. He's a chief political reporter. And I got to tell you, Rick, yesterday when I saw the headline that reads like this, at a secret meeting, right-wing radio host Dan Prof dangles $20 million to Darren Bailey's governor run. What the heck? Give us a story behind that.
Well, this was all came out in testimony on Monday at a hearing of the State Board of Elections. There is a Democratic complaint that was filed over the 2022 election campaign alleging that Proft and Darren Bailey allegedly illegally colluded together in a way that is not proper according to how political action committees are supposed to be set up. I'm not going to try to go too far into the weeds with that, but this was all testimony, and Proft was there as well as Darren Bailey and his campaign manager, Jose Durbin, and it sounded really like a bad spy novel. I mean, it was the idea of a clandestine meeting at a Chicago country club with a white envelope that the prof said contained $20 million, and that Darren Bailey, if you make me the campaign manager, you have direct access to that $20 million. If you don't make me the campaign manager, we'll still spend that $20 million, but you won't be controlling it. And it was $20 million from Dick Uihlein, who is a national ultra-conservative mega donor. He's the guy who founded and owns Uihlein Office Supply Company.
Do you really think there was $20 million, or is there a cash? Or, I mean, how does that work?
Well, it couldn't be $20 million in singles. We know that
much. Right.
And I mean, I think the envelope was more representation, almost like a Godfather type.
Which is how it reads. And you're right. It's like a bad spy novel. You're like, I mean, we all understand politics, especially in the state of Illinois. But it just reads like something you would think was a script for a movie.
Well, and that's what struck me is because very seldom do you get brought inside these kind of meetings and backdoor rooms and, you know, where the real deal hatching is getting cut. And just the crudity of it was, you know, just laughable. And, you know, Proft has been a political operative in addition to his right-wing talk show. Dick Uihlein is basically his sugar daddy that keeps giving him millions of dollars and gets very little victories in return for it. And, you know, Proft is also a partner with a guy who put out those pink slime newspapers that have been in the news recently for printing people's addresses and voting histories. So, I mean, it's all a very convoluted system that Proft and his allies try to do. I find it ironic because the Independent Expenditure Committee that he founded is called People Who Play by the Rules. No.
Right. We all heard those commercials.
Yes.
And he said he would never step foot back in the state of Illinois unless leadership changes. But here he is this week having to address these issues, right?
Yeah, and ironically, because it was the Democratic Party of Illinois that brought the complaint, they had to pay for him to fly here.
Oh!
So
I'm guessing they use Frontier or Spirit.
I guess they couldn't find an ox cart.
And in all, when Darren Bailey and J.B. Pritzker went head-to-head, how much was spent on that campaign? Was $20 million just a drop in the bucket, actually?
Well, yeah. I mean, when you look at what Pritzker spent, all in all was $167 million. And about $35 million of that he spent in the primary, not that he had any opposition, but that he gave to the Democratic Governors Association to run ads to promote Darren Bailey, basically a backhanded way of promoting Bailey as is the most conservative candidate and the most beatable candidate in Pritzker's mind. And then with Bailey, you had all in all, you had Uihlein gave the Proft PAC about $42 million. And he directly gave Bailey, I want to say, somewhere in the neighborhood of $9
million. Wow.
I mean, it's not a poor man's game these days.
No,
as if it ever was.
Not at all, and not all that unusual for Illinois politics, right?
No, I mean, you know, here we are. We come off of Bruce Rauner and his wealth that helped get him elected. Then we move into J.B. Pritzker, who is the richest elected public official in the United States, worth over $3.5 billion. And, you know, there's no sign that's going away. The unfortunate part is, and this is true for Republicans and Democrats, and Republicans have learned this the hard way, is that when Bruce Rauner left the state, he took his money with him. And Republicans had counted on Bruce Rauner to help fund their campaign apparatus and operation. You know, the same can probably be said for Democrats in the future, that they shouldn't get too comfortable. If J.B. Pritzker decides to move on, including, you know, potentially run for president.
Can a poor person be elected in this state other than school board or, you know, local elections, small elections?
Yeah, well, and even those are starting to get expensive because school boards, library boards, unpaid positions are, you know, now become part of the cultural warfare. And so you have groups that are big money, dark money groups that are actually spending money in those kinds of races. So it's an unfortunate fact of the time where everything is so divided, but you have these games getting played where organizations try to kind of establish a beachhead in these lower level offices in hopes that years down the road, that'll pay off in support of their ideology in a higher office.
How much do you think will be spent on the presidential election this year?
It's so hard to say. I mean, when you look at, just hundreds of millions of dollars, because you have so many outside groups. Each candidate has their own principal money. They've got the national party money. They have affiliated supportive political action committees that they're not supposed to coordinate with, which was like the Prof Bailey thing, except that they truly do. I mean, it's just, you know, certainly hundreds of millions, if not $1 billion.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's an interesting article. You can read it on your own. It's by Rick Pearson. The headline is, "At a secret meeting, right-wing radio host Dan Prof dangled $20 million to Darren Bailey's governor's run." Thank you so much for joining us, Rick.
Thank you, Lisa. Anytime.